known as the Nectarian Instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Banglai, Sri Srila Prabhupada's Upadeshamrita. Prashna, ki vichar grohon korle mongol hobe? What way leads us to real, to true auspiciousness? Which path, if we follow that, will lead us to real auspiciousness? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is answering, Bishwake Bhagavat Sevak Dekhle Ar Kono Dukho Thake Na. When we see the whole world as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there won't be any suffering. Svatantrata Paristag Purvak Saranagata Hoye Nishkapate Bhajan Korle Ek Janmei Bhagavat Prapti Hobe. Bujhe jacche Banglay? Svatantrata Paristag Kore Saranagata Hoye Nishkapate Bhajan Korle If we give up our independence, if we become surrendered, and if we give up all deception and render devotional service, then in one lifetime we can attain the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan ke jini dekhiye dite paren, যিনি চব্বিশ ঘন্টার মধ্যে চব্বিশ ঘন্টাই ভগবানের সেবা করেন, তার কাছে ভগবানের সেবার কথা শুনতে হবে, তাহলে মঙ্গল হবে। One who shows us the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who can show Krishna to us, one who is engaged in serving the Lord 24 hours a day, we must listen to him about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only we will receive auspiciousness. Bhagavad Bhakta Sadhugan Bhakti Chokhe Shyamsundar Krishna ke Hridaye Darshan Karen. The devotees of the Lord, the sadhus, see Shyamsundar Krishna in their heart with their eyes of devotion. Erup sadhu sango o kripa hole amrao hridaye bhagavan ke dekhte pabo. When we receive the mercy and when we receive the association and mercy of such a devotee, such a sadhu, then we also can see Krishna in our heart. আমরা আর একটুকু সময় নষ্ট না করে সতত ভগবানের জন্য, ভগবানের সেবার জন্য ব্যস্ত হব। We are not going to waste a single moment and constantly become engaged in serving the Supreme Lord. সৎসঙ্গই সেবা করতে হবে। We must render service in the association of the sadhus. সবসময় সৎসঙ্গে থাকলে সেবা প্রবৃত্তি বাড়তে থাকবে। If we always remain in the association of the sadhus, association of devotees, then our tendency to serve will increase. And the more we associate with the devotees, the more our desire to serve will increase. বুঝে যাচ্ছে? সকলে বুঝতে পারছ? Do everybody and all of you understand in English?
Bhagavan sharanagata bhakter sokol banchai purno karen ebong take kokhono protyakhan karen na.
Krishna always fulfills the desires of his devotees. and he never refuses his devotee. Krishna always fulfills the desire of his devotee.
Krishna sei shotto kore jei mage bhitto.
Whatever his servant desires, Krishna makes it possible. Krishna makes it happen.
আমাদিগকে আশ্রয় দিয়া রক্ষা করার ক্ষমতা একমাত্র ভগবানেরই আছে, এতদ্ব্যতীত অপর তাহারও সে শক্তি নাই। এই বিষয়ে দৃঢ় হইলেই আমরা নির্ভয়, নিশ্চিন্ত, সুখী ও সফল কাম হতে পারব।
Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has the ability to give us shelter and give us protection. Besides that, no one has that power. When this faith becomes firm in our heart, then only we can become fearless, peaceful, happy and successful.
মঙ্গলময় কৃষ্ণের মঙ্গল দাতৃত্বে পরিপূর্ণ বিশ্বাস হলে আমাদের মঙ্গল নিশ্চয়ই হবে।
When we have full confidence in all auspiciousness of all auspicious Krishna, then we will positively attain auspiciousness.
ভগবত পাদপদ্মে পূর্ণ শরণাগত হলে যে কি মহামঙ্গল হয় তাহা ভাষায় ব্যক্ত করা যায় না।
The great auspiciousness, the great fortune that one receives by becoming fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna, that cannot be expressed in words. In words, we cannot explain what great fortune we receive by becoming a devotee of Krishna, by becoming fully surrendered to Krishna. Then the next question is, Shri Vigraha ki Shakhat Bhagavan, is the deity of the Lord himself?
It's a very relevant question, very important question. Often people ask, is the deity of Krishna, Krishna himself? So that is the basic question. Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is answering positively, certainly. The deity of Krishna is Krishna himself.
Pratima nahu tumi sakkhat Brajendra Nandan. You are not a statue. You are Brajendra Nandan, Krishna himself. Who said this? Where is it from?
This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Sri Vigraha Bhagavane Archa Batar. The deity of the Lord is the Archa Avatar, the incarnation of the Lord in his Archa Vigraha form.
Nijo Ridoye Devotai Bahire Sri Murti Rupe Prakashito.
The Lord of our heart becomes manifested externally as the deity. So Krishna is seated in our heart as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna also reveals himself externally. Externally means that we can perceive with our senses. So when Krishna makes himself visible to our sense perceptions, then that is Krishna's Artya Vigraha. But otherwise, in the spiritual side, Krishna's form and Krishna's deity form and Krishna himself are non-different. And the deity of the Lord in the heart becomes manifest externally as the deity. Krishna in the heart becomes the deity externally. Now, question 17. Guru kothai pabo? Where shall I get a spiritual master? Answer. Korunamoy Krishna, jake apnar guru bole preran korben, tini bahire mohanto guru rupe apnar nikot prokashito haben. All merciful Krishna, whoever Krishna sends to you, or the personality who Krishna sends to you, as your spiritual master, he becomes manifest in front of you as Mahanta Guru. Bhagavat Kripay Guru Milve, even Guru Kripay, Bhagavan ke Pawa Jabe. By the mercy of the Lord, one gets a Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna can be available by the mercy of the spiritual master. Nijo nijo bhagya anusare guru mile. One gets the guru according to his good fortune, according to his individual fortune. Sarvajna Bhagavan bivinna loke bivinna chitta vritti dekhe tader nikot seirup guru preran kore. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who knows everything, he knows or sees different mentality, different characteristics of different individuals, sends the spiritual master according to one taste, according to one propensity, sobhriti, chittabhriti. Chittabhriti means the state of one's consciousness. Now there are different types of individuals with different mentality, different characteristics. And Krishna sends different spiritual masters to different individuals according to his inner propensity.
Jara Bhagavane Nishkapat Kripachan, Jara Nitya Mongol Labhek Janno Bhagavane Rupo Sampurno Nirbhar Karen, Bhagavan Se Sarol Nishkapat Bhaktigane Proti Prasanno Hoye, Tadigoke Kripa Korbar Janno, Tar Nikat Nijei Guru Rupe Prokashito Hoy. Those who want unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who want to achieve their eternal auspiciousness, and in order to achieve that, those who depend entirely after the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becoming pleased upon those simple and honest people appears as the guru in front of them. Aaj jara bhagobaner kapot kripa chan tader chitta brishti onushare bhagobaner maya tader kache tadonujayi guru preran kore thaken. And those who are deceptive and want to receive the mercy of the Lord according to their consciousness, according to their inner consciousness, Krishna's maya sends the guru according to their propensity, according to their
mentality. নিষ্কপট ব্যক্তির কখন অসুবিধা হয় না। An honest person never faces any difficulty. Very quickly he finds the guru. তিনি অচিরেই সদ্গুরু সন্ধান পান। Very quickly he finds a bona fide spiritual master. So today, I'm going to finish this question. Today I'll stop here. I'm feeling quite tired also. So, any questions? Tomorrow I will do a longer class. Today I had a very heavy day. Shonath Kumar? কৃষ্ণ কে পাওয়া মানে কৃষ্ণকে জানা। কৃষ্ণকে ওইভাবে পাওয়া যায় না, সে শুদ্ধ ভক্ত যারা তারাই কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ পান, যেমন মা যশোদা, নন্দ মহারাজ, এই ধরনের শুদ্ধ ভক্তরা কৃষ্ণকে পান। পান মানে যেমন মা যশোদা কৃষ্ণকে দড়ি দিয়ে বেঁধে রাখেন, কিন্তু আমাদের এই যে কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তি সেটা কৃষ্ণকে জানা। আর চিন্ময়স্তরে জানা, জানাও পাওয়া। The question was that by the mercy of the Guru we can get Krishna. And if we get Krishna, then everything is achieved, then there won't be any need for anything else. So answer to that is, actually, to get Krishna, to get Krishna means to understand Krishna. Because no one can get Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when our heart experiences pure devotion, when we become pure devotees, then only we can get Krishna in a way Mother Jasoda got Krishna. Mother Jasoda could tie Krishna up. So that's a very, very elevated position. So for Guru Krishna Kripaya Kaya Bhakti Lata Bij, that getting Krishna is actually being able to know Krishna and being able to render devotional service unto Krishna. But Krishna is absolute. A living entity never gets Krishna. A living entity cannot get Krishna in that sense. বিগ্রহ আট রকমের হয়, শৈলী, দারুময়ী, শৈলী মিন স্টোন, দারুময়ী মানে কাঠ, লৌহা, লেপা, লৌহা মানে ধাতুর, লেপা মানে মাটির, তারপরে যাই হোক আর দুটো মনে পড়ছে না, এরপরে মনোময়ী এবং মণিময়ী, মেড অফ মাইন্ড অ্যান্ড মেড অফ জেমস। সো ইন দিজ এইট ডিফারেন্ট ওয়েজ কৃষ্ণ ক্যান ম্যানিফেস্ট হিমসেলফ অ্যাজ অর্চ্য বিগ্রহ। মনোময়ী আর মণিময়ী, মণি মানে জেমস, মণিরত্ন। কি আছে মনের মধ্যে যদি কৃষ্ণ স্ফুর স্ফূর্তি হয় সেটাও কৃষ্ণ বিগ্রহ। সেটি যে পঞ্চায়েত আছে ওটাই পঞ্চতত্ব কার উপাসনা করছে, কার উপাসনা করছে, and not that everybody will be initiated by one guru, the different gurus and different individuals will be attracted by different gurus and they will become attracted to different different gurus according to their mentality, according to the nature. I mean, a broad understanding can be given. After all, ultimately, everybody has a relationship with Krishna. So, according to those relationships, they'll find their gurus. Those who are in friendship, they'll find a guru also who is related to Krishna in friendship, etc. And it's also quite obvious, like, we can see how different gurus are attracting very specific type of disciples. Sometimes somebody used to say, somebody told that from the disciple one can see the spiritual master. What is the mood of the spiritual master? Ultimately, of course, it is more broad. Like somebody is in Krishna's more broad in the sense they will develop their relationship to specific individuals because of their specific characteristics. That's exactly what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying. কোপাষ্টমীর দিন রাধারানীর চরণ কেন দর্শন আমি জানি না। Does anybody else know? How come on the day of Gopashtami one can see the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? কেশাম্ব প্রভু সেন জননিবাস প্রভু এক্সপ্লেইন দ্যাট অন দ্যাট ডে অন দ্য ডে অফ গোপাষ্টমী the gopis went out to look for Krishna, and the grass was quite tall, so they slightly lifted their ghagra, the cloth they were wearing, and that's where their feet became exposed. Okay? Okay then, Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, the question is, Bangla, Sadhu Sangha ki sarvakshan karaniyo? Should one associate with the sadhu all the time? Answer from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sarvakshan sadhu sange thakte hobe. One should always stay in the association of devotees. Satsanga byatito durbal ami kichutei bachte parbo na. Without the association of the sadhus, weak that I am, won't be able to survive. Satsanga theke tofat hoye thakle আমাদের প্রভু হওয়ার দুর্বুদ্ধি আসবে। ইফ ইউ স্টে অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম দ্য সাধু অর ইফ ইউ স্টে অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম দ্য অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ দ্য সাধু দেন আই উইল ডেভেলপ দ্য ডিজায়ার টু লর্ড ওভার টু বিকাম দ্য লর্ড এন্ড মাস্টার। সবসময় সদ্গুরুর আজ্ঞানুবর্তী না থাকলে বিপদে পড়ে যেতে হবে। ইফ ইউ আর নট subordinate to the instructions of the spiritual master, then we will fall in great danger. Nirashray holei maya amadigoke dhorbe. When we become without shelter, then maya will catch us. Tokhon amra maya nokor hoye sansare ghure berabo, and at that time we will become the servants of maya and wander around in this material nature. So is it clear? Everybody understands? Shakala Bhushta Bhattam? Next question. Shamsa Thike Kikore Udhar Bhabo. How shall we become free from material bondage? Answer. Bhagavane Krita Vyatito Keho Kono Kale Shamsa Thike Udhar Hote Pare Na. Without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can ever be free from the bondage of this material nature. Amra Krishna Nitto Kena Golam. We all are slaves of Krishna. Ekatati bhule gelei mayar golam hoye porte hobe. As soon as we forget that we are the slaves of Krishna, then we will become servants of Maya. Bhagavat Sevai Holo Bhakti. Service to the Lord is devotion, and Bhogeshai Abhukti for samsara. And the desire to enjoy ourselves is non-devotion and material bondage. এই সর্বনাশকর সংসার হতে বাঁচবার একমাত্র উপায় প্রণিপাত, পরিপ্রশ্ন ও সেবাবৃত্তি সহকারে গুরু বৈষ্ণবের নিকট কৃষ্ণ কথা শ্রবণ। If we want to be delivered, if we want to be rescued from this very, very dangerous material attachment, then we have to listen Krishna Katha from a bona fide spiritual master through offering obeisances, inquiring sincerely, and rendering service. Prithishoi Thori Katha Sunde সংসার করার প্রবৃত্তি থেমে যাবে। If we listen to Harikatha with great attachment and taste, then our propensity to enjoy this material nature will stop. Clear? সকলে বুঝতে পারছো? রুক্মিণী বুঝতে পারছো? কোন অসুবিধা হচ্ছে না? অসিন্তন, what do you think of the English? Is it clear? Okay. Question: আমরা কি শিষ্য করব? শুধুই একটা disciple? Answer: শুদ্ধ ভক্ত বা মুক্ত না হয়ে শিষ্য করতে নাই। Until and unless one becomes a pure devotee and liberated, he should not accept disciples. আগে সদ্গুরু আশ্রয় করে নিজে শিষ্য হতে হবে এবং গুরুর শ্রীমুখে হরিকথা শ্রবণ করতে হবে। First of all, one must become surrendered unto a bona fide spiritual master and become a disciple and listen to Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master. তৎপরে সেই সব কথাগুলি নিজ জীবনে আচরণ করে দৈন্যের সহিত কীর্তন করতে করতে নিজেও গুরু হতে হবে। After that, one must practice those instructions. And in a very humble state of mind, one should chant the glory of the Lord, and then one should become a guru. Matlab kore chirokali lobhu thakbo, eta atmobanchana. If we make a devious plan to remain light throughout our life, then that is deception, that is self-deception. Light means, there are two expressions, guru means heavy. And opposite to guru is lobhu. Matlab kore chirokali lobhu thakbo, eta atmobanchana. So one should not always think that, well, I shall never become heavy. I should not become serious about Krishna consciousness. I should just eat, drink and be merry. Then that is deception. One should take up the responsibility by developing due qualifications. Guru hote hobe mane Krishna bhakto hote hobe. To become a guru means to become a devotee of Krishna. Sarvokkhon sarvendriya Krishna sevay nijukto thakte hobe. All the time, all our senses must become engaged in the service of Krishna. শিষ্য করতেই হবে এরূপ কথা নেই। ইটস নট দ্যাট ওয়ান মাস্ট মেক ডিসাইপলস, তবে ভগবানের ইচ্ছা হলে কোনো কোনো শুদ্ধ ভক্ত লোকের মঙ্গলের জন্য উপদেশ দিয়ে থাকেন। বাট ইফ দ্য লর্ড সো ডিজায়ার দেন সাম পিওর ডিভোটিজ ফর দ্য বেনিফিট অফ আদার্স গুড ইনস্ট্রাকশন অন কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস, এতে তাদের কোনো অভিসন্ধি থাকে না। They do not have any dubious intentions behind that. Lobhuke guru kara, বহির্মুখে উন্মুখ করা, সকলকে কৃষ্ণ ভক্ত করাই তাদের উদ্দেশ্য।
Their business is to make life heavy, make those who are averse to Krishna consciousness or those who are attached to material enjoyment, make them attached to Krishna, to make everyone devotees of Krishna is the goal. Question: Guru ki Krishna dhane dhani, is the spiritual master wealthy with the wealth of Krishna? Answer: Bhagavan personality of Godhead is the spiritual master. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sri Gurudeva Sampurti Madhan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the wealth and possession of the spiritual master. Ejanno Guru Bhagavan ke dite paren. Therefore, the spiritual master can give the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gurur prasade Krishna's kripa o darshan labh hobe. Due to the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna and becomes able to perceive Krishna. Next question: Bhagavad darshan kara manuki, what is the meaning to perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Answer: Bhagavad darshan karar artho, 10% engagement of the senses in the service of Godhead. Arthat, 24 ghantar modhye 24 ghanta sarbendriye Bhagavaner sevay atmadharmer pratishtha o Bhagavad darshan. The meaning of perceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead is 10% engagement in of the senses in the service of Godhead. That is, to engage all the senses in the service of the Lord 24 hours a day. And that means to become situated in Atma Dharma or transcendental spiritual religion, or perceiving the Lord. Guru Kripaye Bhajan Prabhave Antare Bohire Krishna Sputti Krishna Darshan. By the mercy of the spiritual master, through the influence of rendering devotional service, when one sees Krishna both internally and externally, that is perception of Krishna, of Krishna darshan. Antar darshan ki vishesh prayojan, is it so essential to see the inner or perceive internally? Is internal perception so important? Answer: Nishchoy, bhogya darshan, akar darshan, o bohir darshan chhere diye antar darshan bishesh dorkar. Answer: Certainly, to perceive the object of our enjoyment, perceive different forms, perceive externally, when we give them up, then only, by giving up perception of the object of the senses, perception of form, perceptions of external nature, it is very, very important to perceive internally. Antardarshan na hole bohirdarshan thakbe. As long as we do not perceive internally, the external perception will always be there. Bohirdarshan to maya darshan, and external perception is the perception of maya. খামের অভ্যন্তরস্থ চিঠির বিষয়ে উদ্বেগ হলে বাহিরের খামখানা দেখবার আর অবসর থাকে না। When one becomes very eager to see the letter inside the envelope, then he doesn't have any time to see the external envelope. When one becomes very eager about the letter, then he is not so keen about the envelope. But he doesn't even have the time to see the envelope. And somehow he tears off the envelope and throws the envelope in the waste basket and starts to read. Isn't it? So similarly, when we develop our internal perception, then we do not have any inclination to perceive the external things.
বিশ্বকে ভগবৎ সেবক রূপে দর্শন হলে আমাদের বহির দর্শন থাকবে না।
When we will see the whole world as servants of Krishna, then we will not have any external perception.
বিশ্বে সর্বত্রই ভগবান বিরাজিত, প্রত্যেক হৃদয়ে ভগবানের বসতি স্থল।
Everywhere the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present, is manifest everywhere in this world.
Pratyek hridaye bhagavaner basati sthal.
And in every heart, or rather every heart is the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Amar hridaye mandire bhagavan satato avasthan koritechen, আমাকে সেবা সুযোগ প্রদান করবার জন্য। এই চিন্তা বা দর্শন প্রবল হলে আত্মবত মন্নতে জগৎ নাই সর্বত্র ইষ্ট দর্শন হবে। The Supreme Personality of Godhead is constantly residing in the temple of my heart in order to give me the opportunity to serve him. এই চিন্তা বা দর্শন প্রবল হলে আত্মবত মন্নতে জগৎ নাই সর্বত্র ইষ্ট দর্শন হবে।
When this desire or perception becomes very strong, then according to the logic, আত্মবত মন্নতে জগৎ, or one sees the whole world as himself, he will see the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere.
তখন আর বহির দর্শন, ইতর দর্শন, লঘু দর্শন বা বিশ্ব দর্শন থাকবে না।
Then there won't be any tendency to see the external, to see the inferior, to see the light or see the world.
তখন বিশ্বং পূর্ণ সুখায়তে মনে হবে।
Then it will seem that the whole world is filled with perfect and complete enjoyment.
Amra ki nijeke nije rokkha korte pari. Can we protect ourselves?
Iha obhokto answer kokhonoi na, never.
Ami nijeke rokkha korbo iha obhokto osurer bishoy. I shall protect myself is the mentality of non-devotee demons.
Eru kubichar ashile bipad. When these wrong conclusions develop, that is the greatest danger. Or the development of this wrong conclusion are the greatest danger.
কৃষ্ণই আমাদের রক্ষাকর্তা, সুতরাং আমার আবার ভয় কিসে?
কৃষ্ণ ইজ মাই প্রোটেক্টর, দেয়ারফোর আই ডু নট হ্যাভ এনি ফিয়ার।
ভক্ত প্রহ্লাদের ন্যায় এই সুবিচারই গ্রহণীয়।
ইট ইজ ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট দিজ appropriate conclusion, just like devotee Prahlad.
ভগবানের কথায় উদাসীন হলে এবং ভগবানের উপর নির্ভরতা কমে গেলেই নানা কুবিচার ও অহংকার এসে আমাদেরকে
When we become nonchalant about the instructions of the Lord, when we lose our dependence, when our dependence upon the Lord is reduced, then all kinds of wrong conclusions or evil conclusions and false ego will distress us.
কে উদ্ধার পায়?
Who can be delivered?
Answer: যখনই আমরা ভগবানের সেবা করব না, তখনই অন্য চিন্তা বা ভোগ বুদ্ধি এসে আমাদের গতি গ্রাস করবে.
As soon as we give up the service to the Supreme Lord, at that time, other thoughts or desire to enjoy will try to devour us, will devour us.
করুণাময় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ এই বিপদ হতে আমাদেরকে রক্ষা করবার জন্য সর্বত্রই প্রস্তুত, কিন্তু আমরা তার উপর সম্পূর্ণ নির্ভর না করলে কি করে রক্ষা পাব?
All merciful Krishna is always prepared to deliver us from this danger.
Guru.
The spiritual master is the personified form of the mercy of the spiritual master.
কৃষ্ণের প্রতিনিধি শ্রী গুরুদেব জীবকে সংসার হতে উদ্ধার করে কৃষ্ণের নিকট নিয়ে যাওয়ার জন্য এ জগতে আসেন.
In order to deliver the living entities from the bondage of this material nature and take them to Krishna, the representative of Krishna, the spiritual master, come to this world.
যেসব ভাগ্যবান সজ্জন সেই গুরুদেবের কৃপা সাদরে গ্রহণ করেন, তারাই সংসার থেকে উদ্ধার পেয়ে পরাশান্তির ধামে যেতে পারেন.
Those fortunate saintly persons receive the mercy of the spiritual master with great eagerness. They become free from the bondage of matter and go back to the eternal, go back to the abode of eternal peace. The abode of transcendental peace. Next question. Mongol ki kore hobe? How shall we attain auspiciousness?
Answer. Krishna amar nitya prabhu. Ami Krishna nitya dash. Ei jnan ba anubhuti jodi bhagyokrame ekbar eshe jay, tahole somosto amongol pure chhai hoye jay ebong jabotiyo mongol korayasto hoye thake.
When we develop the understanding and realization that Sri Krishna is my eternal Lord and I am Krishna's eternal servant, then all inauspiciousness is burned to ashes and all auspiciousness come under our grip.
So I will stop now. Any question? Are you going to question? Anyway, I should have done more, I could have done more, but I'm feeling a little tired. And also I thought that today, Aske Rastjaga Kotha Chilo, Anjil Reshna Aske Tadushita Rastjaga Kotha Chilo. তো কালকে আমার মিটিং আছে, তো আমি এমনি ইয়ে করবো না, হরিবাসর রাখছি। হ্যাঁ, আজকে যদি সারারাত জাগি তাহলে কালকে মিটিংয়ে অসুবিধা হবে। So I thought of staying up the whole night today, but considering that I have a meeting tomorrow, Jirisu meeting, I decided not to stay up. Because if I stay up, then tomorrow I won't be able to participate in the meeting properly. শুধু মাঝে মাঝে ভগবদ গীতা পড়ো কেন? ভগবদ গীতায় ভগবান কি বলেছে, মনকে সংযত করার উপায়? মনমনা ভব মদ ভক্ত মদ জাগি মন নমস্কার। মনে মনে ভগবানের কথা চিন্তা করো, সবসময় ভগবানের কথা চিন্তা করো মনে। তা না করে যদি মনকে এদিক ওদিকে যেতে দাও তাহলে তো অসুবিধা হবেই। Okay, Hare Krishna. Today is Ekadasi, therefore I'm not serving some prasad. And tomorrow we will.
Father, but I'm talking about a young man. You are looking at a young man. Like, after all, in the society they are called brothers and uncles. So, like father and brothers.
So, what about younger women or the same age for a man? How can they see a young girl?
You imagine yourself 6 months old. And your mother is very young. Yes,
ma'am. If every other woman but one's wife is meant to be seen as mother, how should one see one's wife?
As his wife?
As a result of the breakdown of marriage, I had a really important realization to point out. It's not only should you see him as your wife, but you should also see him as a devotee. Otherwise, you will get into arguments and things like that. You can get a lot of offenses if you're seeing your wife and not your
wife. Of course. I mean, the underlying consideration is that they all are devotees. Their first consideration, first identity is that they are devotees. But if we do not really, if we fail to see them as devotees, like if we can look at them as devotees, as eternal servants of Krishna, then all the problems are solved. But till that time, we have to look at them as mothers.
And also, like from that point of how a woman should look at a mother, like we address the women as mothers, you mean they're supposedly addressed as for good, is that sort of thing?
To continue with this question, I was going to ask the same question actually. The addressing of a woman, especially a young girl, it's been very difficult to speak to a 12 or 14 year old girl and call her Mataji. I've practiced with dealing with Gurukul children coming up to that age. It becomes very awkward at that time. So you have a choice either to, you have a choice to call the girl by her name, which seems a little, especially, we think a little unproper when they're around 14, 15, 16 years of age to have a relationship based on the person's name. Should that be bad? Or is there a name to call in the sister? Or
Prabhupada did not really want us to call girls as sisters. Mother, sometimes sometimes the fathers call their daughters as mothers. So you can take up the role of a father and call a young girl as mother with that mood, as if the father is calling her young daughter as mother. In India, it's very common. The fathers actually call their daughters as mothers. And as far as young and old is concerned, like when you go back to Vrindavan, you will see Radharani and all the gopis as 13, 14, 15 years old. And they all are just a little younger.
But you can go there unless you are fully liberated, so that conception doesn't exist.
You're learning.
Yeah.
You're practicing now.
But you can't go Vrindavan unless you are totally free from the whole conception. That conception doesn't even exist. You're totally wiped out from your, because that subtle body doesn't no longer exist. So that question wouldn't even arise in Vrindavan.
But I mean, we do consider, you know, how devotees, how we are going to deal with it. I mean, we hear about Radharani, right? We get to know about her form. And how do we deal with her?
Yeah, but they don't understand that there is mentioned in that Radharani speaks about one form, any of the deities. So why is it so? If Radharani is, why is it restricted for us?
That's a completely
out. I'm just saying, so, you know, these things are there. The restriction is already imposed until our new first stage.
So are we saying that we should, there should be any restriction? Is that the some is that the essence of the sun?
Well, segregation has to be there on all levels.
No one is denying that. His point was that how do we address the young girls? And my point is, address them as mothers.
There are a couple of incidents I heard in Delhi from there. One boy addressing his mother, and this young girl, she was so frustrated, she went to campus residence and complained to her. And this also happened in Bombay.
Because
the girls are not willing to accept them. 16-year-old girl comes and says, Mataji. They
become
totally, you know,
because they are not educated, so they are not taught.
Yes, so we could be addressing something they can accept, because again, we want to preach to them.
Anyway.
Isn't young lady acceptable?
I mean, if we can call a 60-year-old girl mother,
so what's the harm calling a 16-year-old girl mother?
Students who are trained to actually combat sex desire before their life, but we've seen in our society that now the children, when they reach puberty, it seems like they haven't received any training, and when they do hit puberty,
they're completely overwhelmed with puberty. So actually, it is important for us to teach our Guru-Kul children at an early age. How to conquer things.
Do you understand the crucial Shastric process of
In Brahmachari, the Guru is ashram. As a student, they are Brahmachari, they are learning celibacy, they are practicing celibacy, they are being educated about celibacy.
To address directly
and explain this, knowledge is always good.
Okay, so all glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. So today we're going to have a group discussion based on previous four classes. So first, we'll, like the previous group discussion, first we'll have, first we'll answer questions if anyone has any question or any comment, any suggestions, and then we'll get into some practical demonstrations. Did that some more help? Why so late?
you came yesterday, Jayanta Mahārāja?
I'm
yes. For last 3 days, it's 3 days.
No, only
one day yesterday. Oh,
Hare Krishna also came.
Yeah, Hare Krishna is here. So, the last 4 days were yesterday's class was treating women as mothers. Then the day before yesterday's class was looking like a Vaishnava. And then the day before was Adhwana Prashad and third Sri Prashad. And then the day before treating guests and life members.
Is it going to be covered in the future classes? How to behave in the program? How to behave? We have one course, all outlines are given. One course is actually how to behave in public.
So in that you can include that how to behave. Actually behaving in public practically covers everything. And especially how we deal with other, you know, like neighbors or in public programs. So does anybody have any question pertaining to last four classes?
When we were talking, we were thinking about prashad.
Yes.
And sometimes prashad is left over.
Yes.
So then the discussion was brought up about being with the leftover prashad, the animals.
Yes.
So once the Gujarati devotees, they told me that in Houston, they told me that one can never feed their remnants to a cow because the cow introduces the one to mother.
Right.
But then the other day in the class, the point was brought up that you can feed leftovers to cows. So I was wondering what you think about them.
That's a very good point. Very good point. In India, usually they first feed the cow. In the household, they say they will cook chapati. And first the chapati they will offer to the cow. After offering the Krishna. And some subsidies and other things, it may not be good to offer to the cow. That's actually, if we can maintain that standard, would be very nice. In the treating cows as mother. I would say that everybody takes note of this point that Narasimha it is not proper to offer our lending to the
house. Well, that's also very intelligent. It's why we're the human being. It's very intelligent.
Well, I mean, you don't actually have a saliva for the human being to do for something.
So that we can have something.
I see. Anyway, Keshi Namana Prabhu is in charge of that. Boshana is in love and I'm sure he knows.
And I know that Krishna is a great master.
He's used to eat and then give to it. Right, they will be, yeah. In Vrindavan, the cows are given the highest honors, highest respect. Because these cows are Krishna's cows. We should actually say they are Krishna, not offer them our Krishna. Very soon we have Gopuja and you'll see how wonderfully the cows will wash it.
This is applying to prasadam which is left over on someone's plate, but not excess prasadam which hasn't yet come out of the pot.
Yes.
necessary. But generally the etiquette is that a devotee shouldn't actually take more on his plate than what he can eat.
While discussing about how to serve prasad, we made this point quite clear that the server should serve small quantities so that there is nothing left in the plate. But if the server thinks, you know, why should I come so many times? Let me serve a big heap of prasad, and then the person who is taking prasad, he says, well, what can I do with some of prasad? And so he's trying to justify his not being able to eat the prasad given so much as he serves. But it's actually better to serve little and not many from the table. Yes, Dr. Dave,
Prabhu? That's the prasad is either too hot, I can eat it, or there's too much of it from hot, because either I can take or not take. And I'm just stuck with it on my face. Should I take it with me for later? Or
good. Very good. Very good. If you have extra prasad on your plate, you can save it. If you can't finish it then, at that time, then you can save it and keep it. And if you really honor prasad, if you really want to honor prasad, then we have to really understand that this prasadam is non-different from Krishna. And if we can't finish the prasadam in one sitting, then finish it in two sittings, or even three sittings. Yes, Narottam?
In Houston and temple, we had a system where the Sunday tea, some devotees would go in during the lecture and would serve out so many plates on the floor, like, you know, for the conference, all the people in the temple room, and they would serve out all the plates beforehand. So then after the feast, so many prasadam would be thrown away because
they're on the plate.
Well, things had been put on the plate, and if people didn't want those things, they didn't want that much of them. And actually a man, he came to Houston from Vrindavan here. And he noticed that all the prasadam was being thrown away. So he brought it to the attention of the temple president. And then they concluded that when people take prasadam, they should actually personally be served the prasadam. Because otherwise they tend to be there, the place may have any more, too much.
Actually, in the West, we have a lot of waste. We waste a lot. Because by Krishna's mercy, by the mercy of Lakshmi Devi, we have everything in abundance. Especially food comes so easily. And we become very unconcerned about the importance or the value of Krishna. And not only in the West, I would say it is actually a tendency all over the discourse. Because by the mercy of Lakshmi Devi, Iskcon is very opulent. Our society is very opulent. And we do not really consider that the importance of spreading prasad, and that is a part of our life. It is said, like, when I was a child, I was told, if I get something, then that will be deducted from my quota. And in future, sometimes, I will be trying to. So, if you wear it, then in future, you have scarcity. Yes, Dr. Prabhu.
Yes,
Dr.
Prabhu says that what you like to cause is questions you want to have in your
life. Right. What you waste in times of plenty, you only have that in times of need.
I had a question from yesterday. You mentioned that look at a woman who's fall down, who's become weak. So the practical side of that is that it all depends on how you look at the woman. I mean, if you look at a woman, it's not out of lust, but out of, you have to engage in some service, and you have to.
Good. Yeah, that's true. You see, I was just giving the research findings.
of a man as a scientist in the West who made a who undertaken a research on that. So at the time it was practically everyone in Nazi. Yeah, everyone really looks at the injury, he answered the one. Now we also have to consider, we have also have to understand that we are also not actually very much different from him. You know, although on the surface of our mind that Nazi apparent, but somewhere in the depth it creates a wave. We may not even feel the, you know, the wave, but it is there. So that's why in the Vedic society it's been instructed not to look at a woman in her face. To look at a woman at her feet. And that's kind of a respect. So that's another thing I learned from my childhood. When I was a child, I was told to look at her, not to look at a woman's face, to look at a woman's feet. And so it is still no harm to, you know, be a little careful. And there is pressure, and there may be need for being, you know, being involved, talking to women. But we, at the same time, we also must remember that out of that need, so many devotees actually fell down, so many sannyasis fell down, because they had to deal with women very intimately. And so it is better that we, when we are speaking to them, we don't look at them, or, you know, try to avoid mixing with them as much as possible. Yes.
Can you say that as a household is that would be more?
Household is the same.
Same.
No, safer. They are situated on the safer ground. You see, brahmacharis and sannyasis are actually trading on a very precarious path. You see, the more you abstain from sex, it's not that you become ignorant about sex or unconcerned about sex. And the more you stay away from sex, the more your sex involved becomes stronger if you do not change your heart, if you're not careful. So, like you can see, the heart is do not really see anything. Being in association of devotees, or being in association of women. They are not concerned, you know. Often they treat women like, you know, they don't really feel that nothing is that. Why? Because they are having so much sex, that they have become ignorant about. But the devotees are very sensitive. Just the presence of a woman, devotees, brahmachari and sannyasi, become very disturbed. Why? Because they become so sensitive that just the presence of a woman, the look at a woman, it creates a disturbance in the mind. Yes,
but that point is not now that the woman is probably the example of lots of
people. Right, yes, very good. Very good.
Even though they don't forget
the example is Lakshman. Lakshman actually never looked at Mother Sita's face. He always looked at her feet. Although Lakshman was walking behind, like when they were going to the forest, in the front was Ram, in the middle was Sita, and behind was Lakshman. And Lakshman was even looking at her body. She was just looking at her feet. Here's Deepak.
Right.
It's always better to be careful.
Right.
And better to be careful. And no one should be strong enough. I mean, no one should be so confident. Only devotees like Haridas Thakur. Devotees like Haridas Thakur can even convert Maya into a devotee. But we should think that we are the servant of the servant. We are not even the worthy to be a stake of dust of the lotus to the harbor. So with that mood we should never try to be here. And it's always best to be careful. And if at all some brahmachari and some sannyasis have to deal with women, then let them be, let there be some other boys present in the room. Let there be some other male
devotee's grace.
Actually, there is no harm in being careful. If you have a lot of money, then do you become careless? Say the word, no one will see it. No, if you have a lot of money, you are careful, it gives you the same. Because someday, somebody may see it. So the Brahmacharya or Sannyasi attitude should be like that. Someday, something may happen to you. So let me be careful.
The word is already safe.
You are better to be safe than sorry. I think so.
Just an added point on that. When Hanuman was reading the sutra, he was with love in his heart, and then he was moving, lying down, but he wouldn't be felt in his back. So he wouldn't actually take it down
to his heart. Yes, Hanuman is such a great thing. Hanuman is a perfect Brahmacharya. Hanuman is a perfect Brahmacharya. So Hanuman can, but you can't.
Okay.
As long as you have stayed from sex life, as long as we can, so let's see how it is, how you stay there. Let's see what I'm telling you.
I was just going to mention that you can write that about the world. I'm around the world, so it's hardly an effect on people.
Yes. 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 They are great devotees. As great devotees, those who are totally free from all material influence. Those who are perfectly situated in their spiritual identity, they can dare to act like that. But we cannot.
Yes, I just see a lot of Indian village people, women, they still carry me down like
that's another thing. So not only the men avoid women, the women also do not display their body to other men. Like women's duty is to cover themselves. Like in India, a married woman would always cover herself. In the Middle East, they wear burqa. The women, they cover themselves. It's a whole body is covered only that can sleep in the eyes so that they can see.
I think there is one verse that says that one should not display one's own advantage in the presence of women.
One should not
display one's own advantage, but that is a show of humility. Yeah, then it says one should not be in the club room with one's own mother and sisters.
Yes, yes. And man should not try to show off in front of a woman. That's how he says it. Actually, usually, men become very fired up in presence of women. It's natural. The mode of passion is like that. Like, very passionate animal is horse. And if you see a stallion seeing a mare going by, it just gets excited. Anyone who knows anything about horses, natural problem, isn't it? The stallion, you can watch a stallion, you know how it behaves. You'll see a mare from a distance, from the light, screaming and shouting and jumping. And doing all kinds of things. You know, just gets wild. That's the moment of action is. And a man, if he's not careful, he will also become a victim of moment of action. And so, and another kind of, like a horse very apparently displayed, is lust. But a civilized human being may cover it.
the Jewish possible way and try to display what it means to us.
Yes, America did a poll and I think the other were asking people what it would like to be in the next life, and one of the men would like to be horses and another one would like to be snakes.
I think most of them will end up becoming snakes. And the women will end up becoming trees. If the men display themselves, the women will become trees and men will become snakes. I mean, at least, I don't know, I guess. Guys, you have a
problem? I just wanted to that you may have a discussion about the social interaction of Grihastha that Ashram, because we find that we have to do a certain pressure of functioning within the Grihastha Ashram to mix more freely and maybe that between especially in our community where we have the license to mix and the set becomes here. And as a couple, so we lose the mind that we know we have to do the next round here, then you mix with other people's lives and so on, and you just end up
great. Yeah, that's very dangerous because the human nature, the male nature is to think that every woman is an object of his interest. And women, I do not know how they feel. Obviously, if I take the dimension to the opposite consideration, then every woman wants to be enjoyed by as many men as possible. So, I mean, that's the basic human nature. So that's why in the Vedic society there was such restriction that man-woman relationship was very, very restricted. You may call it primitive, but it's very, very primitive in that sense. Because who will risk his fall down from spiritual life? And when one falls down with sex life, I mean, it's very, very difficult for him to maintain his spiritual elevation. Or, so one cannot make advancement in spiritual life if he's attached to sex life. Sex life means attachment to the material nature. How can you maintain your attachment to the material nature and at the same time make spiritual advancement? It is like rowing a boat with the anchor down. It doesn't work. We may go through the process of running the boat, but we are making progress. So if we want to make progress, we have to lift the anchor. We have to become free from material attachment. And that means the last layer of Maya is desire. One can give up dhana and jhana and pratishtha, but giving up sundarin is very, very difficult. So that's why Maya's last case is to offer his
solution. I saw a report where Srila Prabhupada said that if you're in Kali Yuga, people are extremely liberal, but mixing with women and talking with them as equals actually constitutes an uncivilized way of life.
Wonderful. So, do we want to become uncivilized or want to be considered that? Let's consider ourselves. Would you
have it? I'm from a listener, but Mirabai coming to Deva Swami to get him.
Yeah, that, I think it's a fictitious story. Like, in that story, it was presented as Jiva Goswami has something to learn from Mirabai.
Yes.
But Jiva Goswami is an eternal liberated soul. What he has to learn from Mirabai. So, at least we do not accept that. And there is no record of that.
Shri Maharaj, once he was in Houston, told us that same question was asked, and he said that Prabhupada is perfectly directed at the story that has been spoken about.
and he said that the prophet rejected
it. Yeah, that's true.
Is there anything that you think about the house? Mentioning Jason 13.
He may have made Jerusalem. That's one thing. But, you know, that encounter where, you know, he was on the issues to see her and then she said, well, I do not see any male. There's only one man. Krishna. And then Jiva Goswami realized his mistake and allowed her to come in. So that story is not acceptable. First of all, this concept is a mistake. That there is only Krishna is the only name. Then what about Nanda Maharaj? What about Balaram? So what about Shri Ram, Vasudam, Shubha, Ujjiva, Vasantra? Who are they? Under name. In spiritual side also there is male and female personalities. But they are all transcendental situations.
Does the soul
have a male? Well, in the spiritual platform, in spiritual identity, it must be. Otherwise, how, if it is not existing in the spiritual, then how is it existing in the material platform? The form is there.
The form is there, male human form is there.
But in the spiritual platform there is no male female sex attraction. That is what there is.
However, people do they have some kind of conjugal relationship.
That is beyond our understanding. That in the sex, I mean what we see as sex in the material nature is a perverted reflection. Or in the spiritual platform, there is a sound relationship between man and woman, which is reflected on the material platform that takes place. But we do not really know what that is. Like in the spiritual platform, the supreme purusha, param purusha, is Krishna. And Krishna has his dealings with the gopis. And the perverse reflection of that is the sex life. But that doesn't mean that there is sex life like mundane marital relationship in the spirit. Yes,
Marsh, I have another question. Sometimes in the Gurukul, I've seen where a mother will be taking care of an ashram of boys, young boys. And possibly she might feed them or even maybe take care of them or take care of the clothing or maybe comb their hair and things like that. Is that proper?
How old is the boy? Or are the boys?
You know, they're ranging from say 5 to 8, 9.
Yeah, up to 8 it's all right. Up to 8 is a boy is taken care of by his mother or by some other lady. It's all right. But after 8, he should not be able to.
Yes, Maharaj, would it be correct to assume that if a devotee, getting back to this other point of the importance of looking and behaving like a Vaishnava, surely if we maintain our in other words, in the West sometimes we become a little westernized. We don't always wear devotee clothes, you don't always wear tzitzit, women don't always wear saris. But actually if we can maintain that as much as possible, then that will help.
Yes.
Because I personally find that when I'm in the West, yes, there's so many women on the streets and dressed in so many bizarre ways, you can't help but become disturbed. But when you come to India, because all the women are wearing saris, you don't become disturbed. That's my personal experience.
That's true.
Maintaining that looking like a
Vaishnava. Yeah. Yeah, it's very important. And on top of everything, dressing like a Vaishnava is preaching in itself. When you dress like a Vaishnava, you go out, people inevitably look at you or look at us. Like as Sama Vishnu Maharaj is showing them a slideshow. They may not look at you when you're from the front, but as soon as you walk by, they look at you, they turn around and look at you. And they wonder who that person is. Right? And many people will be curious to know who that person is. And then they'll get to know that these are the Hare Krishnas. And if they keep on seeing, because they'll see, oh, some madman. But as they keep on seeing the devotees again and again, they will realize that these devotees are something very special. And then they'll get to know more about them, and finally they'll end up with a Bhagavad Gita. Or finally they'll end up becoming a devotee. Yes,
a couple of times I've run into situations where I go to a store dressed as a devotee, but I just put the money in the left and raise the price for a lot.
When you see that you're a devotee. One consideration, of course, is that first of all, we have to be practical, right? We have, first of all, we have to be practical, and then the householders have some license. They can dress as garment, you know. But the brahmacharis of the sannyasis should try not to dress as garment.
Yeah.
When one is in business dealing with a karmic dealing and his dress makes a lot of difference, then he can dress as a
person. How does that respond to the business? He realized he's described very that he was a
That's what I meant. Like, because for the sake of their day-to-day needs, or you know, they may dress like that. But brahmacharis and sannyasis should not. Because ultimately, of course, we have to realize that the brahmacharis and sannyasis only business is to preach. Brahmacharis and sannyasis should not find their identity. But others may find their identity, or they may make some adjustments. Like when you're doing business, then you have to dress according to others' life. So, it is said also, one should eat according to his own taste, and one should dress according to others. So then it's alright. But a faint feeler and Kanti Mala should be worn.
I remember when I was a little child, I used to go to church every Sunday, so there was a priest. He was always dressed in the museum of Calcutta. But then one day during the week, I saw him dressed like everyone else. And I remember that it actually hurt my face. I was thinking,